Good morning, 856, 71 degrees. It's time to check in on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it looks like things were mostly lower yesterday. How are we starting off the day today?
Well, we're trying to hold together. We're just fractionally mixed on the corn, a little lower on the beans, and a little higher on the wheat. The corn market seeing December corn at 347, that's 0.75 cents lower. We had excellent export bookings on the corn side of things. We really knew a lot of that sale was in the works because of the daily reporting system that had Mexico buying heavily last week. However, both the processors and the exporters aren't very well covered, and so I would continue to see, even though we've got a lot of harvest pressure underway, I would continue to look for some support in here. In this 340 area on the December with resistance at 350, getting over 350 take us up into the low 370s. CONAB, that's Brazil's USDA kind of agency, came out this morning with an 83.8 million metric ton corn crop. USDA's below that at about 82.5. On the bean side, we're about a penny to 2 cents lower, with the November's down a penny and a half at 9.55 and 3/4, down a penny. Again, end users not very well covered, haven't been able to accumulate many bushels for a big export book towards the end of the year. CONAB is projecting the Brazilian bean crop between 101.9 and 104 million metric tons. USDA is on the low side of that. Last week's export bookings, again, very strong at 80.1 million bushel. The wheat market had a big reversal up yesterday, a big outside day up. December wheat has a lot of resistance at this 410 area. If we take that out, we probably would see a lot more short covering. We're at 406.25, but we've been high at 409.5. We had a little export sale reported from Morocco buying U.S. wheat, about 115 million metric tons. On the livestock side of things, we're continuing to see pressure on the meat market, but today it's all about pressure in the feeder cattle. They're down anywhere from 75 cents in the front months to the back months, down $1.50, the cattle down 65 to 75 cents. Box supplies look a little heavy in here. We're not sure of the timing when China will return to the beef market. The hog market, surprise, a little higher for right now. We're seeing the crude market continuing to work higher. Part of that has to do with this hurricane off the coast of the U.S., a lot of refineries in that area. We've got the nearby crude oil back up over $50 a barrel at $50.49. That's 65 cents higher. The dollar index strong again this morning, 96.47, up 35 cents. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. And this is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.